Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. You know that feeling when you're juggling a million things, deadlines are looming, and your mind feels like a runaway train? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world of constant stimulation, notifications pinging, and expectations piled high. It's enough to make even the most zen person want to pull their hair out, but here's the thing. Finding inner peace isn't about escaping reality. It's about mastering your response to it. And trust me, that's a game changer. Today, we're diving deep into the treasure trove of calmness, serenity, and, well, pure bliss, finding inner peace and tranquility in this crazy world. We all crave that feeling of calm amidst the chaos, right? That sense of being grounded, centered, and at ease, even when life throws its curveballs. So, how do we unlock this superpower? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to shift your perspective and help you cultivate inner peace like a boss. First things first, mindfulness. It's not just about meditating on a mountaintop, though that does sound pretty cool. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, fully engaged with what's happening around you, even if it's just savoring your morning coffee or listening to the birds chirping outside your window. Ever notice how we often get lost in our thoughts, replaying the past or worrying about the future? Mindfulness helps us break free from that mental hamster wheel and appreciate the beauty of now. Number 2, ditch the perfectionism trap. Let's be real. Striving for perfection is a recipe for stress and frustration. It's like chasing a moving target. You're always trying to catch up, never quite reaching your self-imposed ideal. Instead, aim for progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and remember that it's okay to be human, with all the quirks and imperfections that come with it. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. This one is a game changer, folks. Seriously, taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small, can shift your entire perspective. It could be as simple as a warm cup of tea, a beautiful sunset, or the laughter of loved ones. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it naturally pushes negativity and stress to the back burner. Number 4. Nurture your relationships. Strong, supportive connections with family and friends are essential for our well-being. They provide us with love, laughter, and a sense of belonging, things that truly nourish the soul. Make time for the people who matter most, and don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. And finally, number 5. Prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are pretty awesome. It's about actively taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional health. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body in ways that feel good, engage in activities that bring you joy. These are all essential ingredients for a happy and peaceful life. Picture this. You're walking through the park, feeling the sun on your face, the gentle breeze rustling the leaves. Your mind is quiet, your thoughts are calm, and you have a sense of deep contentment. That's inner peace. It's not just an ideal, it's a state of being that you can cultivate within yourself. Remember that feeling when you finally finish a tough puzzle, or the satisfaction of conquering a challenging hike? Those moments of accomplishment aren't just about external goals. They're about mastering your inner landscape. Finding inner peace is like that. It's a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and self-compassion. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. A calmer mind, greater resilience, and an overall sense of well-being, these are just some of the benefits of cultivating inner peace. So take a deep breath, let go of what's stressing you out, and start embracing the journey towards serenity. Ready to put this into action? Start small. dedicate 5 minutes each day to mindful breathing or journaling. Express gratitude for something simple, like a delicious meal or a kind gesture. And remember, be kind to yourself. This is a process, not a race. So go out there and find your peace. And 9, ARD. Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Use the hashtag DopamineResetProtocol. Let's build a community of calm amidst the chaos. Until next time, stay grounded, stay positive, and keep chasing that inner bliss.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.